Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Beis, Omer Aleph, at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the top. In the previous Mishnayos, we've discussed the various jewelry and clothing that a woman may wear on Shabbos, which are mutter, which are derabbanon, etc. Our Mishnah continues to say, Leteitzi Isha b'machren nekuva. A woman may not go out on Shabbos with a needle that has a hole on top of it, that has an oil, because such a needle is meant for sewing, and it's not a tachshit. So even though in the previous Mishnah, we've spoken about things that are tachshitim, which are jewelry, and therefore since it's jewelry, the halacha is the Midaraisa, she should be allowed to wear it. But as we've learned, Midarabanan, she may not wear it because we're concerned she may take it off and show somebody else. Here, says the Mogen Avraham, we're speaking about pieces of different things that she's wearing, which are not jewelry. Furthermore, a ring that has a signet on it, a seal on it, since it has that seal, that's not something women usually wear, and therefore it's not a tachshit, and therefore she's chayv chatas if she wears it. There's a very big discussion why a woman with the ring, with the needle, is asur. So the way the Ran learns, that every woman in those days sewed. So since every woman in those days sewed, it's something that that's something that she carries, and therefore, since it's something that she carries and doesn't use as a jewelry, that's why she's chayiv. V'loy b'kulyer, a woman may not go out with a kulyer. V'loy b'kavelas, this will both be explained in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, I mean, v'loy b'tzalachas shel plaitin, there was like a sack that they wore that had in it perfume to take away any bad odor. V'loy v'myotzusa, and if she walked out on Shabbos wearing any of these things, chayav eschatas. Divrei Rameya. V'cham paitrim, and the chacham hold that if she goes out with a kavelas and a tzlocha shel paitim, the chacham hold that those different items are in the category of a tachshit, and since they're in the category of a tachshit, woman who goes out wearing them on Shabbos is not chayav chatas, and the issa of going out wearing them would only be an issa derabbanan. So the Mishnah said, as we learned a moment ago, that a woman may not go out on Shabbos with a ring that doesn't have on it a seal. And if she goes out, she's not chayav chatas. That's what we learned in the Mishnah Daf Nun Zayinam and Aleph. Our Mishnah taught us that if a woman goes out with a ring that has a seal, then she's chayav chatas. And the Gemara now begins to discuss what would be the halacha by a man. Amar Ula tells us, Ula v'chlufayim be'ish. The din of a man is just the opposite of a din of a woman. That a man that goes out with a ring that has on it a seal, he's not chayv chatas. If he goes out with a ring that has no seal, then he's chayv chatas. Because, as explained Rashi, a seal is made as a sign of authority. So in those days, men who were in those type of position, for him to go with a ring with a seal, that's a tachshit. Women did not have those type of positions in those days. So for a woman, a ring with a seal is not a tachshit. On the other hand, a ring without a seal is something that women would wear and not men. So the Rif says that not only when we speak about the chayiv chatas are men and women, as Ula just taught us, just the opposite, but when we speak about the derabbanans also, that a woman that goes out with a ring that has no seal, even though there's no chayiv chatas, there's an issa derabbanan, and a man that goes out with a ring that has a seal, although there is no chayiv chatas, there will be an isser midrabbanan to go out. And that's the opinion of the Rosh and the Ritva as well. However, the Rif and the Rambam say that the Machloikis by Rechufeim Be'ish is only regarding the Chiyuv Chatas. However, when we speak about the Drabonon, Rambam's opinion, and that's the Rif's opinion as well, is that by men, there are no Drabonons. Why? Because by a woman, Chazal were concerned, as we've learned and will continue learning, that the woman may take off her ring or her jewelry and to show it off and then come to carry it. But the Rambam says that that isn't a concern by men. And since that's not a concern by men, anything which would only be awesome with Rabbanon doesn't apply by men. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zitzal, the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Chelek Aleph discusses how do we apply this shaila regarding men wearing watches on Shabbos. He wants to use this Gemara regarding the issue of men wearing watches on Shabbos. He says, if a man wears a watch, which is only worn for the purpose of telling time, it's not considered a tachshit. Maybe it should be considered is it considered a masui or not? So he says that just like our Gemara says, that a ring with a seal is not considered as a masui in a Shabbos for men, even though, he says, let's think about it. It's used as a seal, so therefore it's not really a piece of jewelry. So we see from here that a wristwatch is not considered a masui because even though it serves for a purpose, anything that is worn on the body, says Ramosh, we see from our Gemara, is considered a malbush, as long as it's something that people normally wear. And therefore, based on this, Ramosh says, a man should be allowed to wear a watch on Shabbos. Just Ramosh ends, that he says, B'nai Torah and Yerushimayim should refrain from wearing a watch. However, if we think about what we've been learning in our sugyas, combined with what we just learned from Rav Moshe, if there'll be a watch that will be useful to tell time, it's also, let's say, a gold watch or a fancy watch, which is a jewelry. So we take all the opinions of what we've learned. We have the Rambam that says that we have our Gemaras that have been telling us that jewelry is really like a malbush. Just we're concerned on jewelry that you may take it off and show it off. But according to the Rambam, that concern doesn't apply by men. Then we combine with that the fact that maybe that you wear it for a purpose. So it's like a ring with a seal, which our Gemara is teaching us that anything that's worn for a purpose by men is not a problem. So if it's a gold watch, there may be two reasons for a man to be allowed to wear it outdoors on Shabbos. Alma, so what do we see? Komidi the Chazit Lish, like Chazit Lisha, a ring with a seal is usable for men, but not for women. Omidi the Chazit Lisha, and something which is usable for women, like Chazit Lish, is not usable for men, when we speak about the rings with the seal and without the seal. Mosif, Rav Yosef, asks Rav Yosef from the following brisa. The brisa says, Roy and Yotzin, shepherds, may wear their special clothing that they wore that were made out of sack, that were made out of goat hair. It was a very strong material, which they used to wear when they walked, because they were outdoors all day. Continues the brisa, that this halacha was not only said to shepherds, El Kaladam, everybody. This was said to everybody could wear this type of garment. Elo, why were shepherds singled out? Shadakan Sharoim Lotz Basakin. Since they normally wear it, that's why the Brisa uses them as example. What do we see from here? That even though people don't normally wear a certain type of garment, because other people wear that garment and makes it into a garment. So the same thing should be regarding rings. Even though men wear one type of ring, as we're learning in our Gemara, women wear a different type of ring, as we're learning in our Gemara, that should not make a difference. The fact that they wear it, the one group wears it, should make it a malbush for the other group, and vice versa. Ella, Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, you can't learn from the case of the Royin to the case of the men and the women with the rings. Why? Because Kosovo Ula, Ula's of the opinion, Noshim Ambifnei Atmanim. Royim are men. So some men wear sack, some men don't wear sack. But they're all men. But men and women, says the Gemara, are am b'fnei atzmai. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain our Gemara, what makes something into a malbush? What makes something into a malbush is the fact that it's worn and it's a normal type of garment to be worn. But this is the way Ramosha explains the Gemara in the Dibras Moshe. But something which is not normally worn, even if you'll wear it, it won't make it into a malbush. Ramosha says it will be called a kisui and not a malbush. So says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosef teaches us, that since the sack is a malbush for Royin, it puts it into the category of a malbush. Now says Rabbi Yosef, you can't compare men and Royin to women and men. Because what's a malbush for a man doesn't automatically make it into a malbush for a woman, or vice versa. Rav Moshe says, let's say you'll have a type of clothing that are worn in one place in the world, but in another place in the world, it's not worn. So that won't make it into a malbush for where it's not worn. So too, says Rav Moshe, men and women have very different definitions of a malbush, and since they have a very different definition of a malbush, what's a malbush for a man doesn't become a malbush for a woman, or vice versa. I saw that the Shor HaMetzion Balocha uses the concept that our Gemara says about Noshim Ambifnei Atzman to support a very famous opinion. We've already mentioned this opinion of the Tzlach and other Achroinim in Masechet Brachos. The Tzlach's opinion is that we have a concept of Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh, that's why I can make a bracha, even though I already fulfilled the mitzvah, on behalf of someone else who did not fulfill the mitzvah, because Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh. But says the Tzlach that the concept of Kol Yisrael Areim Zeh L'Zeh doesn't apply by women. And says the Shem Tzion Balocha, perhaps that comes from our Gemara, because our Gemara says that Noshim am b'fnei atzman, and therefore they're not connected. Esri Abaya asks Abaya on Rabbi Yosef, it says in the Braisa, Hamotzi Tefillin, somebody is walking on Shabbos, and he finds a pair of tefillin on the way in an exposed place. The halacha is machnisan zog zog. You could put them on and carry them into the wearing the shalrosh on your head and the shalyad on your hand, and then wear that into wherever it'll be safe, and then keep on carrying the tefillin that way to save them. Ask the Gemara of Amrit Noshim Ambifnei Atzman, if we're suggesting that women are considered a separate group than men, and what's a malbush for a man is not for a woman, and so vice versa. For mitzvah, when we speak about tefillin, tefillin certainly mitzvah say shes man gramahu, because you don't wear tefillin at night, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and we know that chometzah say shes man gramah noshim baturis. So therefore, tefillin should not be considered a malbush for women. So even though they're considered a malbush for a man, that won't help for women. So how could it be that the halacha is that a woman could save the tefillin that way? It's not a malbush, and since it's not a malbush, they should not be allowed to wear them, and because the only thing you're allowed to carry is a malbush. So many Rishonim asked the question, yes, it's not a malbush for a woman, but it's certainly not something that a woman normally wears. So it should be considered like her tzor kalach yad. So Tosfos, Divrei Maskil V'chol, answers that if the heter of that brisa is based on her tzor kalach yad, so why should you only wear one pair of tefillin at a time? You should be able to wear even more than one pair if you're relying on her tzor kalach yad. The fact that we're not allowing you to wear more than one tefillin, because we want to say it's you're wearing it as a malbush. But as the Gemara just asks, for women it's not a malbush, answers the Gemara. That braisa, hasam, that braisa follows the opinion of Rameya, whose opinion is, Kesav Rameya, Lila's man tefillin hu, we wear tefillin at night. Rameya's opinion is, Shabbos man tefillin hu, and we wear tefillin on Shabbos. So it turns out that tefillin have a mitzvah say, Shloiz man grommah, because you wear tefillin all the time. And the chometzah say, Shloiz man grommah, noshim chayovis. So it turns out that women are obligated to wear tefillin, and therefore the tefillin are malbush for them, just like they are for women. Ask the Gemara that our Mishnah said that since women don't normally wear rings with a seal on them, if a woman were to wear such a ring on Shabbos, she would be chayiv chatas. Ask the Gemara, but why would she be chayiv chatas for wearing such a ring? For her tzor kalach yadhi. That's not the normal way. She normally doesn't wear a ring with a seal. And we know that the only time you chayiv on Shabbos midaraisa, if you did it in a normal way. If it's done not in the normal way, then it's not a melacha chshuva. That's the way the Ravi explains. And you only chayiv on Shabbos for melacha chshuva. The Rashba explains, because as we have mentioned and we're going to speak about the still in our masechta, the concept of melacha on Shabbos is malachas machsheves, because that's the melachas that were done in the Mishkan. And carrying something or doing something in a kalach yad fashion and not normal fashion is not in the category of melachas machsheves. So why should a woman be chayiv chatos for wearing a ring with a seal? Answers the Gemara, Amar Yirmiya, Beisha Gizbaros Askinen. We're talking about a woman who is an administrator, so she wears a ring with a seal. So as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, I think it's what Rashi's trying to explain. He's saying, on one hand, the fact that this woman does wear this type of a ring, that makes that takes it out of the category of being a Malacha Kalach Yad. But on the other hand, since most women do not wear this type of a ring, so even though this particular woman does wear this ring, it doesn't make it into a tachshit for women, because to be considered a tachshit for women, it has to be something that all or most women wear. And since most women don't wear such a ring, it would not be considered a tachshit. So in other words, there are different rules for kalach yad and different rules for tachshit. For tachshit, it has to be that most women wear this type of a ring. For kalach yad, as long as for this particular woman, it's not unusual, it cannot be considered kalach yad. Amar Rabba, Taratzta, we explained why a woman who wears a ring with a Taratzta Isha, we understand now why a woman who wears a ring with a seal should be chayiv chatas. But as the Gemara, Isha, Ish, a man who wears a ring that doesn't have a seal on it, why is he chayiv chatas? Michael Amemar, why would it be chayiv chatas? We should go back to our original question. It's chaytzor kalach yad. Answers the Gemara, El Amarava, Pa'amim, Sha'adam Noisin Ish Loisin Lishtoi Tabas Yesh Lechaisam Lalicha Lekufzop. Sometimes you have a safe, you have a box which they kept sealed, and your husband asks his wife to take something out of that box, and every time they took something out of that box, they would reseal the box. Umanichsa biyada, and she wears that ring, achmagas lekufsa. So therefore, that ring with a seal is not considered kalach yad for a woman. On the other hand, Sometimes a woman will give to her husband a ring without a seal, lalicha etze umilasakin, to wear it to the repair shop to fix it, umenicha biyadoi, and I'll put it on his finger, atshmegi etzel uman. So therefore, it's also enough to make it that it should not be considered kalach yad for a man. And therefore, since there's no kalach yad for a man or for a woman, that's not the heter in our Mishnah. Ask the Mefarshim that the Torah says, lo yilbash gever simas isha. The man is not aware of a woman's clothing. So how could our Gemara suggest that when a wife's ring is broken and she asks her husband to take it for repair, he puts it on his finger, why is that not a violation of Yibush Geva Simosisha? And the same question goes on the other way, why is the woman allowed to wear a man's ring? So, says the child's Tshuvas Torah Lishma, in Simen Reish Yodalit, if it's not done in a manner to try to look like a man or try to look like a woman, she's not wearing it, he's not wearing it as a piece of jewelry, she's not wearing it because she wants to be like a man. It's only because of these very specific reasons that our Gemara gives, that isn't a violation of La Yilbash. We learned further in our Mishnah that a woman may not go out on Shabbos, loy bekulya, loy bekavelas. Ask the Gemara, my kulya, what is the definition of a kulya? Omrav machbanta. It's like a type of a snap that a woman would wear to keep her clothing together. And that is considered, it's that type of a snap that she puts on to keep her blouse together. And that's why it's also. Of course, in explaining this explanation of kulya, that it's a type of a pin to keep a blouse together, I saw that the Rishonim asked, so that why is that also? She's trying to keep her clothing together. So the Rishonim say that certainly if she's using it to keep her clothing together, then it's considered an article of clothing, and she would be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Here, and we're not even worried that she may open it up and show off, because no woman is going to expose herself even to show off on Shabbos. Here we're talking about where she's wearing it, but she's not using it as a snap. And therefore, since she's not using it to clothing, it may not worn. Tosfos, because of this question, has a whole different shot. Now we continue in describing what is a kavelas. Omrav, chumurta de pilon. It was a type of a sack that was made out of silver or gold, and they put into it different spices to give off the pilon that gave off this good smell to cover up any bad odor. V'chein amrav asi, chumur de pilon. Continues the Gemara. Tana rabbanan, like, Taitse b'kavelas. A woman may not go out on Shabbos wearing kavelas. V'nyotzu chayav is chattas divrei meyam. V'chamam lo taitse, she shouldn't wear it. V'nyotzu p'tura. As we've always discussed, when in Masechta Shabbos, we said this in our first year, when the Gemara uses the word potter, it means potter avalosar. Rabbi Lazar Omer, yotze isha b'kavelas l'chatchila. She could wear a kavelas without any question. Ask the Gemara, Maikamifki, what is the basis of this three-way machlaikus? Says the Gemara, Remeya sover masihu. The Remeya considers it, it's a masui. Since it's made as a matzui, and since most women don't wear it, most women don't have this problem, and therefore, since women don't wear it, that anything that's not worn by most people, says Remeya, cannot be put into the category of a malbush. Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan are of the opinion that kavel is tachshidhu. It's considered a tachshid. But when we speak about a tachshid, as we've been learning from the beginning of Perek, midrais it's not osur, but midrabbanan it's osur, for we need to be concerned, she may take it off to show off, and she'll come carry it, dalaram sushasurabim. Rabbi Lazar's opinion is, man darka lemirma. Who usually wears a kavelis? Isha shereichara, a woman who has this bad odor. Isha shereichara, if a woman has, unfortunately, this problem, l'shafa machya, it's not something that she's going to show off, and therefore there is no concern of l'yasla suyudal rams b'shusarabim, and she may wear it. So ask the Rajba, Rabbi Lez's opinion is very understandable. Why do the Rabbanan hold that we need to be concerned that she's going to take it off? So the Rajba explains, everybody sees that this woman is wearing a kavelis. So the fact that she's embarrassed by wearing, that she has this problem, by wearing it, everybody knows that she has this issue, and therefore we have to be concerned she may take it off. The Beleza says it's bad enough that she has the problem. It's bad enough that she's wearing it. It's bad enough that everybody sees that she's wearing it. She's not going to add to that by taking it off. Another pshat, the Ramosha concern says that this woman is indeed wearing the kavelis because unfortunately she has this bad odor. But says Ramosha, she may want to try to get people to believe that that's not why she's wearing it. So she'll take it off, and people will say, well, if she's taking it off, it's obvious that's not something that she's embarrassed with. So dafka, because she's embarrassed, she'll use reverse psychology and take it off. Beleza says that we don't use reverse psychology. It's something that she's embarrassed about, and she's not going to take it off. Ask the Gemara. Here it says, the Rabbi Lezer holds, the L'chatchila, she could go out with a kavelis. Ask the Gemara, but there's a different braisa where it says, V'tanya Rabbi Lezer poita b'kavelis u'b'tzlucha shel paitin. And as we said a moment ago, the definition of poita means poter aval osur, which means it's osur medrabanon, only not osur medaraisa. So what is Rabbi Lezer's opinion? Is it osur medaraisa, is it mutter, or is it osur medrabanon? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. This is the way to understand Rabbi Lezer's opinion. When Rabbi Lezer is addressing Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says, as we learned, that it's a masui, this kavelis, and there's a chiv chattis. So Rabbi Lezer says, I disagree. But he doesn't go in to say, I hold it's mutter all the way. When he's addressing the Rabbanon, and explains the Gemara. When Rabbi Lezer is addressing Rabbi Meir, Dama chayiv chattis, Ramey took the extreme position that this is considered a masui omalei. So Rabbi Lezer says it's not a masui potter. Kikoy ad Rabbanon, but when he's addressing the Rabbanon, that the opinion of the Rabbanon is damri that the kavelis is potter aval osur. It's awesome ad Rabbanon. Omer ihu, he responds, no, I hold that it's mutter l'chatchila. Ask the Gemara, where do we find that there's a conversation between Ramey and Rabbi Lezer, my Rameya, where do we find this Braisa? Says the Gemara Tanya, because the Braisa says, Leteitze Isha b'mafteich shebiyoda, that she shouldn't go out with a ring on her hand. The Tosefta tells us that we have to understand this Braisa. Certainly carrying anything in your hand is also on Shabbos, and that's not what the Braisa means. What the Braisa means, Leteitze Isha b'mafteich shebetzbol or shesarabim, she's not allowed to wear this ring on a hand when she goes out to Rosh Hashanah. V'm yotzu chayav eschatis. Why? Because since this is considered the not normal way of wearing a key is not normally worn around the hand, the finger, and therefore yechayiv divrei Rameya. Rabbi Lezer poiter, and that's why it's considered a masui. Rabbi Lezer poiter. Rabbi Lezer holds that you poiter bekavels b'tzloch shlapatin. Ask the Gemara, they started talking about a key. And if you're wearing a key somehow, is that considered a masui? And then Rabbi Lezer speaks about a kavelis. Where does that come in? Answers the Gemara, Chsuri mechshav achiktani. Became a kavelis, became a tzluch shapaitim, loy teitze. The halach is, says Rameya, that a woman may not wear a kavelis and a tzluch shapaitim. And continues Ramey to teach us from Yotzo, and if she does wear them, Chayev eschatis divrei Rameya. Rabbi Lezer, Poiter, to which Rabbi Lezer holds, that you part of a kves mitzlach shel plaitin, as we learned on Amar Aleph. Memed v'amurim, However, continues the Gemara, even Rabbi Elazar, who takes this lenient opinion regarding the Kavelis and the Tzloichas Shalpaiten, that's only Kshesh Ben Boisim. If there's perfume, Aval Ein Behem Boisim, if there's no perfume in them, and you're just carrying the pouch, then Chayevis, because the pouch itself is not a Tachshit. We're going to be spending a lot of time in Amos Sechta, Mitzvah Shem, speaking about the shurim of different items when you carry those items on Shabbos. And if you carried less than the shear, it's not an issa midraisa. And we're going to learn that if you carry in a pouch something less than the shear, the halacha is you're not chayiv for the item that you're carrying, since you're carrying less than the shear. And you're also not chayiv for the keli, because the keli is bottle to what you're carrying. So says the Gemara, Amar Avada Bar Hava, Zoy Samaris, Hamoitzi Oichon Pachs Mekshir B'Kli Chayiv. From here we're seeing that by carrying an empty pouch, Rav Elazar says Yechayiv, so too Shabir Aloch, if you carry a baggage that has less than the shear, although you potter for carrying less than the shear, but you should be chayiv for carrying that receptacle. We're speaking about a situation where there's no perfume. That should be considered kapachs mekashir b'kli. And in Victoria, we're saying here that yechayiv, which is different than what we're going to learn in the Mishnah, daf tzadik amud aleph, answers the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, there is no disagreement. But Alma, normally if you carry something in a keli and what you're carrying is less than the shear, emelach yepater. Why? Because you're carrying less than the shear, and the keli is bottled to whatever you're carrying. Here, you're carrying nothing. There is no perfume at all. Shani hocha, the less leil mamasha klal, there is no perfume at all. If there would be even the slightest amount of perfume, it could be Rebbe Lezer would agree that you're potter, because the keli is bottled to whatever is in it. But if there's nothing in it, then the keli doesn't become bottled, and you're chayv for carrying out the keli. Since we spoke about perfume, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk speaks there about Klal Yisrael aren't concerned about their averus, aren't concerned about the punishment that's going to come to them. They're busy living it up. And the pasuk says, "Vereishis shmonim yimshachu." Am Yehuda b'Shmu zaplaiten, that they used to anoint themselves with shemen afarsim. Masif, Reb Yosef. We learned that many things Chazal said we may not do after the Churban. Vafa plaiten goes Reb Yehuda ben Baba. Says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda ben Baba said a gzeira that they shouldn't shmir themselves with plaiten. And the Chum said that you may do it. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying vi amrit, that plaiten is considered such an important perfume and it represents a tainig, a mailoi hoidoloi, why did they not agree that it should be also to put on plaiten v'zman hazeh? Ask the Gemara, amalei abaya, ula tameich. If you're going to say that anything that's in the category of tainug, Chazal, after the Churban, should say is Osir. Hodik Siv, the Pasuk says, Hashoyse, also a Pasuk in Amos, Hashoyse Mimizrika Yayin. And as a Machloikis, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, what is the definition of Mizrika Yayin? Charomer Kenishkishin. It was a type of a glass that had two or three straws, and a number of people would drink wine from that cup at the same time. They used to throw the glasses one to the other. It was a way they knew how to do that without breaking the glass. So the halach should be that if everything that's mentioned in that pasuk is tainig, why is that not asur? How do we know that indeed it's not asur? Says the Gemara. Resh Galusa drank from the kishkishin. And nobody said anything to him. So it's obvious that you're allowed to drink from Kishkinen, even though it's a tainug. Ella, come the isbe tainug v'isbe simcha. What is the rule that osur, that something is also zeichel churban, if it's isbay tainig ve isbay simcha. That's where gozer rabbanon, and Chazal said because of the tsar of the churban, we shouldn't use such an item. However, midi de isbay tainig, something that has an atanig ve less by simcha, but doesn't bring simcha, like gozer rabbanon ve tsar churban. So that's why the shemen shaplaiten, even though it represents tainig, and the same thing, the mizrika yayin, even though they represent tainig, they're no simcha, and that's why there was no gzera by them, seich l'churban. So sort of the Sefer Shara Mitzvah Balocha explains that on Shabbos, there's a din of oynig Shabbos, and on Yontif, there's a din of simchas Yontif. And from here we see in our Gemara very clearly that tainug and simcha are two different concepts, and they carry different halachas. The pasuk continues discussing the averus that they did. The pasuk said, "Hashoichem amitay shein v'sruchem al seisosim." They used to lay on beds of ivory, stretched out on the couches. Omar, Rabbi Yosef, what is that? What was what they doing? What was the averus that they did? They used to stand without clothing and urinate in front of the bed. Begad baravua. So Ravua dismissed this explanation. He says, "Ihochi, if that is what this pasuk means, Hainu d'ksiv, the pasuk says, L'chein atu yiglu b'roish goylim. The pasuk says, because they did this terrible aveira, they're going to go into golus. Ask the Gemara. It's not a nice thing to do, but because they urinate without clothing in front of the beds, yiglu b'roish goylim, that's why they should go into golus. They don't deserve such a horrible punishment for going into golus for this avera. Elamer v'vur, the pshat in the pasuk is different. Ela b'nei adam, it refers to couples, husband and wives. Shaya hoichle v'shoysim zeh zeh, the many couples would eat together, and they would lay on beds next to each other, this is already a horrible avera for which they go into golus. Says the Gemara, there's three things that bring a person to poverty. If he urinates in front of his bed or without clothing, if he's not careful in telling his yudayim, a woman who curses her husband in front of him. And Rashi quotes that there is a malach whose name is Novel. Novel means dirty. And says Rashi that this malach, when he comes to a home and he sees that people are not clean, so he brings anias to that home. The Rif explains that the mitzvah of netilas yadayim is so important that if you don't follow that mitzvah, you'll become an ani, and an ani is choshev kames. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest, that our Gemara is referring to mayim achroinim. And we know, we learned the Gemara Masech the Brachas, that why did Chazal say you have to wash mayim achroinim? Because it prevents a person from becoming blind. Because the salt had in it a chemical that could cause people to become blind. And the suma is choshev kames. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that Al Netilas Yadayim is the abbreviation, the first words of the first letter of Al Netilas Yadayim is Oni. If you want to prevent being an Oni, wash your hands properly. But I saw, we're going to learn in the Gemara that you have to wash your hands with a lot of water. I saw that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter once came to someone's home and they asked him to eat. And they offered him to wash his hands, and he used very little water to wash his hands. So they asked him, haven't we learned in our Gemara that you're supposed to use a lot of water to wash your hands? So Rav Sol Salanter said, in those days they didn't have modern plumbing. So there was a young girl, a woman, who had to schlep the water. He said, because I want to have the schus of Natilas Yadayim and doing it with a lot of water, I can't do it at the expense of someone else. So says the Gemara. This that we said, if you urinate in front of your bed without clothing, it brings anias. If you're facing the bed, avalavroy. If you're facing the other direction, less labot, it's not a problem. Even if you're facing the bed, it's not an issue. Ela la'ara. If you're urinating on the ground. Avo b'mon, if you do it into receptacle, less lambal. Umazazim t'tilas yadayim, amar avo loy maran loy moshe de klal. If you didn't wash your hands at all. Avo moshe v'lo yosha. If you wash your hands, but you didn't use a lot of water, you used a revius mayim, less lambal, there is no problem of anias. Because the halach is, you need to have a revius. Of says the Gemara v'lav milsi, that's incorrect. I used a lot of water, and that's because I used a lot of water. And as the Ran explains, it's mida k'neged mida. If somebody goes out of his way to use a lot of water for netilas yadayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays him back with a lot of toiva. So as I saw, the Rishonim, the Rosh, explains this Gemara. It's not really that they're arguing. Everybody agrees you have to use a revius. That's the shear. But technically, if you start with a revius and there's leftover water in the cup, the second person can be mekayim the mitzvah and the tilas yadayim with the leftover water. But says Rav Chisda, I didn't use that small amount of water. What I did was I used a lot of water. The last case that we learned, Ishta Mikalalta Bifonov. When is that a problem? Amarova, Aliske Tech Shita. If she's upset at you because of her jewelry, that she asks for jewelry, and you, Baruch Hashem, could afford to buy her jewelry, and if you don't buy it, Hanimil de Isle Veloy of it. If you have the ability to buy it and you don't, that causes her tsar, and since it causes her tsar, that brings Aniyas to the home. So of course, what's the connection? It says, if a husband doesn't give to his wife what she deserves to receive, so then we who rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we want to receive. Another pshat is, then, that the Miri explains, that if he gets his wife to be so upset at him, that means that he's a person that she won't be care. So if he doesn't show that he cares about her, she won't care about his things in the home, and therefore they'll get lost. The pasuk speaks about the averus of the girls in Yerushalayim. Dorosh Rava, Rei Rav Loi, Maidik Siv, in Omos, V'yom Hashem, Yanki Gova Benoist Tzion. What does Gova mean? Gova means that they went tall. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Shari Mahachs B'Kaim Zekufa. They walked very erect, which is a simon of Gaiva. V'tel Lachna Tuyus Goyren, Shari Mahachs Eke B'Tzol Goydel. They took very small steps, to cause that people should look at them. Meshakras anayim, they have a molik kochel anayu. They used to put in a lot of makeup or ramzin, and like that they would try to entice the boys. Holach v'toifav, shayol mahalchas aruch v'tzad tzara. A tall woman would walk next to a short woman to show off that she was tall and beautiful. Ubereglayem Tachasana, Amr Rav Yitzchak, the Beir of Ami, Melamed Shemilitis, more of a fast from Betachman Aleim. They used to put perfume in their shoes. Umahalchus Beshuk Yishlaim, that's how they used to walk in Yishlaim. The Kimish Shemilgis Eitz of Bukhuri, you saw when they got next to the boys. Bayatis Bekak, they would give a stamp on the floor. Umatizis Aleim, and the perfume would touch the men. Umachnis Ben Yetzahara, Keres Bechos. It would be like a snake getting angry. My partner Sayim, ask the Gemara, what is the punishment for these averis? Says the Gemara, Kedarish Rav Bar Ula. Vaya, tachas, boisem, makiyu. Mokam, shayim espasis bom, the place where they used to have put on psamim, nasa namokam namokam, will become decayed. The tachas kabur and nikva, mokam shayim chagurus betziltzol, the place where they used to put on a belt, Nas in the coffin will become full of bruises. The sachas mas miksha karcha, mokum shayim miskashtis boy, the place where they used to put on the hair different ornaments, nas krochum krochum, they would become bald. The sachas pesigal machkoyrasak, psochum megil de gila, the openings that cause gladness, year now machkoyrasak, where they used to wear beautiful clothing, they're not going to wear very poor quality clothing. Kisachas yofi, Amar Rav Hanan Amar Remchi, Chuf Shifra Kiba. Instead of the beauty, there'll be sores. The Sipach Hashem, Kotkoy Benoit Tzien, Amar Yos Berchanina, Melamet Shaparach Ben Tzuras. They will get afflicted with Tzuras. Ksiv Hocha V'Sipach, Ksiv Hosom, when we speak about Tzuras, V'Seis V'Sapachas. Zeb Peschen Yorah, Rav Shmuel Charoma, Shanishchu Kikitoin, they will be have a lot of flow when they are needed. V'chara mishnas b'schem kiyar, their mokum erva will have a lot of hair. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Anshe Yerushalayim Anshe Shachatz Hayu. They were bali gaiva. And they were bali mechutzav. Adam mechaveroi, when they would speak to each other. So he's asked, l'mas adat ha'yoyim, what did you eat? V'pasa mele, pasha ena mele. Did you eat kneaded bread or not eat kneaded bread? What they really meant to ask was, did you have relations with a psula or not with a psula? B'yayin gurdali or b'yayin chardali? Black or white? What kind of complexion did the woman have? B'meitzev rocha, b'meitzev kotzer. Was the woman, they spoke about the couch, but they really meant, was the woman thin or not? B'chav atoiv or b'chav ra, was she a good friend, meant was she attractive? Omrav Chizda, everything that they spoke about, as we explained, was kulonismus. Omrav Chava, Omrav Yehuda, Atzi Yerushalayim shel kinman hayu. The trees that they had in Yerushalayim were cinnamon trees. V'shoy shem mesika behem, and when they used to burn those logs, reichen noyde b'chol Eretz Yisrael, their fragrance would spread all over Eretz Yisrael. M'shachar of Yerushalayim nignazu, after the churban Yerushalayim they were hidden. V'lenishtar el kasayra, there's a small amount of that tree left. It's found in the home, in the warehouse of Tzimtzoy Malkasa, the name of a queen.